For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice, know the guys. Me, really relevant. I'm Rutsbar from Junior Hero Service. And I was dangerously close to playing that reverse sweet drop. Very, very close to playing that reverse sweet drop. Oh man, Brian, when we need you most, you help us out. You could have got, you know, more. Definitely. He had some possessions that he wanted to take back. Nonetheless, Brian gets there as our lone win of the night, over 25 and a half points. D'Angelo Russell didn't show up at all. From three, at the very least, he started to pick it up a little bit more offensively at one point, then fell off again, but it never got going from three. So didn't even sweat that. It was a loser from opening tip, to be honest. And then we had the first half under, and that game just was completely over. Terrible, bad read by me that didn't go any way that I wanted on terms of the total. 250-plus points scored in that game one. So, it is what it is, you know. Have a rough day. Have a good day. Come back. Have a rough day. Just trying to put as many of the good days together as possible. Continuously put as many of the good days we can. Lakers ended up covering that. I got 6.5. And I was really debating on whether I wanted to give it out here or not. Because I didn't really know. I felt like Denver was going to get up for this game. Again, it had been a while since they, you know, got their chance to get their hands on the Lakers in the playoffs, since that Western Conference Finals. Felt like that the home record for them been really good. The altitude was going to play a factor, but the Lakers were still going to find a way to make it close. And I was wrong up until about midway through the third, fourth quarter. The Lakers found something and they were able to put a run together and really, really step up. So good job on them. Appreciate you for getting me that cover. I wish I had the balls enough to give it out. So let's talk about tonight, though. But before we do that, I got to talk to you about betonline.ag, your number one source for all your basketball info, news, scores, and stats. Get the latest odds and lines, player reports for these playoffs. Plus, they are the sports information headquarters. They have you covered from everything you need. Basketball, MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing. Fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options. And you can do card games at casino right from your crib with Bet Online. Head over to the website or the mobile device and get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE. And you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Okay, so here's what we have here. Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics versus Heat, game one. Celtics are laying 8 points at home in game one. 211 is the total. Now, we all know I'm on a fade Boston train. By the way, I didn't do any futures bet on this show, but I think everybody should know that I'm on the ladder again for the Heat against the Celtics. They keep giving the Celtics +2.5, and they've proven for the past two series that they're not +2.5 better than any of these teams. So I think the Heat eventually win two games. I think the Heat can win three games at the very least. And so I'm on Heat. +2.5, -130, Heat +1.5, +165. And of course, I'm sprinkling on the Heat money line for the series 4-1. Like, these are very obvious bets, guys. So here we go. First up on the docket, I think there's no question. I'm going Jimmy Butler over 27.5 points. We sit here and you think about what Boston has. They have 1A, 1B, the Wonder Twins, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. Jimmy Butler really doesn't have like that other consistent option like Jason Tatum has Jaylen Brown. And so I think that just means that they're going to go to him more. He's going to pick his spots. He's going to be able to score the basketball. I think he's going to get his, and I think the Boston Celtics are going to be fine with him getting his because there's going to be they're going to make it extremely, extremely hard for anybody else to show up to support him. So he had an under series the entire series versus the Knicks. I think this is similar to the Milwaukee series where he breaks through and Jimmy Butler puts the team on his back. I will take Jimmy Butler over 27.5 points. For play number two, going to one of my least favorite players because he's always sold me, but I've always taken him on offensive props. So I'm going to take him on a defensive prop today. And that's Bam Adebayo. So the Celtics have issues with turnovers, especially in game ones. They had 16 turnovers in the game one against the 76ers, and I believe they had 12 against the Hawks in game one. They consistently had average about double-digit turnovers over the course of the playoffs, which is, you know, ultimately it's not like teams are going to turn the ball over, but it just seems like there's different points in time where it feels like it gets very egregious with Boston and with Miami. Defense travels. Jimmy Butler, you know, is going to be active with his hands. Bam Adebayo is always active with his hands. Like, I think that there's going to be a lot of steals for Miami in this series. So I'm going to be backing different Miami players' steals props over the course of the series. And so the first thing that came up to mind was Bam Adebayo. And so looking at Bam Adebayo's steals and blocks prop, they're over 1.5 at minus 125. He, this season, has gone over this line in all four meetings versus the Boston Celtics. He had two steals in the first meeting, two steals in the second meeting, one steal, one block in the third meeting, two steals, one block in the fourth meeting. So actually, in three of the four meetings, he's had two steals, which is good because we're on steals and blocks. Now, blocks has just kind of helped saving us. Let me see, what's his steals prop? I feel like it was something that I wasn't interested in. Yeah, it's minus 185 for one. I wonder, can I get a 2+ steals? I'll look around for a 2+ steals prop on Bam, but it makes me feel a little bit better knowing I have the blocks there to help save me, especially with what Joel Embiid did that last series. Like, Joel Embiid really, really was an anchor for them inside the paint and was really, really able to rack up on blocks inside of the paint. And I think Bam Adebayo has the opportunity to do something very, very similar. I wouldn't be surprised if Bam had like a 4-block day. I know I was talking about the steals earlier, but I wouldn't be surprised if Bam had like a 4-block day for them. And he was able to really, really like lock in on blocks. So Bam, I don't see any alt lines for his blocks or steals, so I'm not going to give that out. But the line that I do like is that minus 125 for 1.5 blocks and steals. I think we easily cash this bet. I think we can easily cash this one. But I will look for something juiced where I can get some plus money as well, because I think that he can rack up on both the steals and blocks this entire series, and hopefully he does. Like, hopefully he takes how he played last year to heart. And he has a lot better of a series this go around because they're going to need him. So, Bam, steals and blocks, over 1.5, minus 125. That's play number two.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For play number three, and my last play of the night, I'm going to a Boston Celtic so hopefully I don't regret it. But Jaylen Brown has been on a tear against Boston this series. He's been pretty solid throughout the playoffs. I know that there's been questions about his number of attempts that he's getting up, but Jaylen Brown has proven time and time again that he really doesn't need a lot of attempts for him to have a really, really good game. His points prop is at 24.5 tonight. If you look at what he's done this season against Boston, three games, he's had 28, 26, and 20, and 37. He's gone over the prop in all three games. I expect to see a more locked in Boston than what we normally get. And so I think that he's going to come out and he's going to be one of those guys that just from the opening tip, he's going to be locked in. He's going to be hitting shots. He's going to be challenging Bam. Like, that's going to be a nice matchup. Jaylen Brown, when he goes to the rim and Bam coming over to help and Jaylen Brown challenging him when he gets to the rim, I think that's going to be a really, really fun matchup. Jaylen Brown is going to find ways to get his shot. He's going to shoot from the outside. He's got a whole bunch of different ways to score. I really don't think I have to talk to you too much about Jaylen Brown and how well he is able to, you know, get to the basket, get to his shot, and put up a bunch of points. Considering Jaylen Brown 3-1 to be leading point scorer, I'm not going to lie. But I will take Jaylen Brown over 24.5 points here. Let's have a good day, and let's try to make it 3-0 today. Recap on what I'm doing on the slate. I have Jimmy Butler over 27.5 points. I have Bam Adebayo, over 1.5 steals and blocks combined, and I have Jaylen Brown over 24.5 points. If you're not already, make sure you follow me on Twitter at @ReallyReal_. Follow the podcast at @HWCulturePod. And make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. If you're not subscribed already, subscribe, leave a review. I appreciate all of that. All of that stuff really, really helps me out. And other than that, we are in and out of here on Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 really, really quickly. I want to see what happens in Game 1, and then we'll be in here. We'll break down Game 1 and talk about Game 2 prior to Game 2 on Friday, I believe. So, and WNBA is back on Friday, so you will hear, I will have a play on the WNBA in some shape or form on Friday. So, looking forward to it. I have really nothing else to say. Nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.